only Ross could drag papers out of some of you guys. But the fact that each paper that you write is something that he will cherish, his children will cherish, his grandchildren will look at, the pictures will be remembered, and this is a big deal. So I'm glad it's one of the best out of you, but we need better still. So at the end of this day, I expect your good papers to be better papers. And I expect you all to work your asses off and give us your best efforts, and maybe even get a few more papers in, if anyone gets the Holy Spirit descends upon you. That would be a good thing. So the plan is that these are going to DHQ, Bishop Commandments Quarterly. Melissa Terrace prodded me this morning and said, I hope things go well. And as things go, are in good shape, according to Melissa and to me, they will be passed on to external reviewers, will be peer reviewed. The DHQ, I have to say, it's one of the first different Commandments things that I couldn't criticize. They did everything right. Well, they used their own proprietary schema. So they had to do something stupid. But
they accept papers in GPI, so they're all right.
So basically, the papers will be in a sustainable format. They'll be available to be sustained forever. They'll be in a particular repository. You can have other repositories. And I'm hoping that what will happen is this core of papers will provide a center of gravity that will attract additional papers over time. Such that, in other words, this is not just one special issue because it's electronic, but you will add to this collection when you have a significant contribution to digital classics from here on in. And part of my thinking process is that we need an editor to maintain and develop this over time. And I see this as one of the potential tasks that Ross will be asked to accept, and for which he will volunteer, and that will keep him busy for some time to come, using all of his best tricks. So this is that it's key to have that core mass, so that everyone will reference this collection and come here to what you create. And then want to add, that's a easy place to publish. So if you don't like the way publishing works, you don't like the publishers, you don't like the rights model, you don't like the kind of nonsense people write about, this is your chance to do something better. And better and non-trivial.
As I told you, people have been assigned papers to have read and to be able to summarize. The purpose of this is that I want you to see how someone else understood what you wrote, to see whether they get the points or not. Then you can respond and say, no, my major point was this, my major point was that. But the point is to get a sense of how your paper is read. And then I want to make sure we have an understanding of what your main points are, and then talk about what those points might become. The purpose is to have feedback at the end of the day for each paper such that you're able to improve it whether a little or a lot before sending it out for personal review and permanent archiving when it's done. In general, we want to have a discussion, though, in the aggregate about where this field is going. And the purpose of the papers thus are a means to that end because they cover fundamental technologies and fundamental issues. So at the end of this, I hope everyone will have a better appreciation of what this field of classics is up to. Because as I said last night, somebody came up and said, did you really mean what you said? I think that classics has assumed leadership in humanities. Now, I have no discipline with a room of people like this that I know. And I've worked. And I travel around. If anyone can contradict me, please do. Pardon me? Well, that may be true. At least we've got an eye that functions. So what we do, what this field does, matters. And we cover a variety of reasons. It's compactness, the compactness of its data, the wealth of fact, the wealth of structured information trapped in print that can be liberated and turned into machine actionable data with reasonable effort. And its international nature. I mean, one of the important things to realize is this represents the Anglo-American, largely the American because we're teaching, couldn't get many of our British friends over here who would like to have been here.
But this represents only one component of a broader movement. But a lot's going on in Germany, some in Italy. I don't know what's going on in France, but this is the classics world is moving forward.